21.
Well, Redskins fans are a little down in the dumps today. Some are really down in the dumps. So you sort of wonder, how do we get ourselves so locked into these sporting teams as we do? And how do we let our moods swing so dramatically as a result of their fortunes? Joining us live to talk us off the ledge here this morning, Dr. Kathleen Hall is founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Yes, I'm your first patient. Help us out.
Well, you thought the financial cliff was bad? this takes it to a whole nother level. Move over, Congress.
Yeah.
Well, you know, part of it is we get so high in the first place. We get so caught up in all the excitement. We wear the jersey. We put face paint on. And then we're just crushed when they lose.
But the other thing is, if the Redskins are different than other teams, they're a longstanding Redskin tradition. I'm serious. My husband happens to be from the South, and he even almost cried. The Redskins were the only team people watched for many, many, many years. So there's a whole lot of people attached to the Redskins. Anyway, the Redskins, remember, the preseason started in August, so it's been months and months and months of excitement and bonding and all kinds of things. And you all became a family. There's a strong sense of loyalty and love and community and a shared unity of purpose. I mean, we do psychological studies on this. I mean, it was an amazing bonding. And realize it wasn't just Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. It was around water coolers. It was around families now watch football. Women are really involved. Your coworkers. I mean, this was a huge bonding time. And also, don't forget, play is critical for our mental and physical health. It's part of our DNA. So you all also naturally went to play because it is the survivor against disease and stress. And we were meant to play. And so right now, the identity is a Redskin. When they lost, you lost. I mean, feel it's really a grief, seriously. And the other way to have compassion is your brain, actually your brain chemicals actually control your body. So you had months and months and months of, the brain is very plastic. So you had months of adrenaline and oxytocin and serotonin and laughing and dopamine. And those are feel-good emotions. And all of a sudden, the plug's been pulled and your brain is going, okay, what's going on here? You know, seriously.
Yeah, I relate going, okay. All the way.
the cliff, seriously. And emotions are throwing. It's fun. You guys had a lot of fun. And don't forget, almost 20% of our nation is affected with a slight depression called seasonal affective disorder. And you all, because of lack of light, and you all in D.C. have that anyway, let alone with this letdown. So, you know, I'm very serious about some people, you know, being careful in the next month, because this is the month where we have the highest depression rates anyway.
Yeah, you know, there seems to be another component of this that, you know, you're not conscious of as you're involved in supporting this team and rallying behind what they're amazingly able to do from time to time. It is that, you know, for all the tools that we have to communicate with one another, when they are playing well, the communication that you have with your neighbors, those people you work with, strangers, is so much better than it is ordinarily.
And I love what you said. It's beyond status. It's beyond economic bound. I mean, if you're going in there and you're a fan, you don't know who lives in a mansion or who lives, you know, in public housing. I'm very serious. It's beyond race. I love that you said that. It's almost like when we have a catastrophe in the United States. No matter what, everybody jumps in together. So I love what you said. It's absolutely the truth. People that don't speak to each other. If I had a Redskin thing in my front yard or a jersey and you're next door and your dog goes to the bathroom in my yard and I really dislike you, you know, all of a sudden I'm going to go, that's not so bad. I'll clean it up myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, this morning we need each other to commiserate because it was a catastrophe for this area. Dr. Hall, thanks so much.
Okay, and every one of you, take care of yourself now.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Dr. Kathleen Hall's founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute.